101.3 KDWB's Dave Ryan in the Morning. It's now time for the flashback.
All right, here we go. Something kind of different on the flashback today. You get a Pirates of the Caribbean prize pack from MyCokeRewards.com.
Cool.
With a gigantic life-size Johnny Depp stand-up. Now, this is good for, like, putting in your office or your cube or for frightening children. Allie from the station's got one sitting in her cube.
It scares me every time I walk by that thing.
I think it's a person standing there.
I've never done that.
I get here at 5 o'clock in the morning, walk down by my office, and I see the big Johnny Depp stand up facing me dressed as a pirate. I'm like, no, pirate! The only crap is a pirate
in
the office.
Where'd that come from?
My God. We got that for you, along with a $25 AMC Theaters gift card and 30-point MyCokeRewards.com card. Plus, we're going to throw your name in a select few drawing that you could win a trip to Treasure Island Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. All right? All you got to do is give me the year of the flashback. Let me give you a couple of clues here. Chia Pet was big. The Jamaican bobsled team got a ticket to the Winter Olympics in Calgary. And this song was huge. Tell me, and you win. Give me the year on KDWB. It's 101.3 KDWB. I was just sharing with the kids here about Saturday Night Live and Molly Shannon on Saturday night. She was the host, and she was very funny. But the funniest part of the whole show is she was playing a character on The Sopranos, and she was auditioning to work as a stripper at Bada Bing. And she said, I don't take my clothes off, but I do this, and she pulls her pants, she stretch pants all the way up, and she's the one who's like, I'm Sally O'Malley, I like to kick and stretch and kick, okay? Pulls her stretch pants all the way up to this big, huge camel toe. She's like, look at the camel toe. I swear
to God.
That's
hilarious.
I'd never seen a big camel toe like that intentionally on TV or anywhere.
Seriously, Molly
Shannon. I can't believe
she
actually did that.
Oh, I couldn't believe
she does things on that show. That's why she got so popular on that show.
Well, because
she does things like where that character, and she used to jump through tables.
Yeah.
She used to jump through tables, and she did all of her own stuff. And that's why everybody loved her.
Oh, hysterical. Susan and I were dying laughing. We had a TiVo at back and freeze the crotch shot. I mean, she had like her face or her crotch right in the guy's faces with a big old camel toe. It's like, yes, this is awesome. All right. How are you? Good. All right. What year did that song come out? Tell us the year and you win 651-989-KWB. Hey, David.
Hello. 1988.
It was 1988. Good job. Congratulations. You're a winner. Hold on, David. Got the prizes for you. Be right back. Star Party tickets, more of those coming up. When we come back in a second, we'll talk to Wilson, find out whether she took your advice. Remember, Wilson on Friday was talking about how she wanted to go meet guys over the weekend because Wilson's tired of being single, alone. She's tired of
being... She's looking to get laid.
I don't know about
that. She's looking in the window like, I hate you.
Were you? Not really. Just kind of looking to make out. Okay, just kind of
looking for
a
connection.
Out. Yeah, a little something-something. We'll find out how she did coming up in a second.
USA for you.
Really? I have nothing.
Okay.
It was hot enough to where I was sweating in bed.
Really? You were sweating?
Oh, it was so hot.
Tell us more about you sweating. That'd be good stuff.
I don't want to hear about that.
No.
Well, now I'm going to go into it.
No, I don't think you will.
Yesterday.
Actually, Saturday night, Wilson. Was it Saturday night that you went out to meet the boys?
Saturday night, yep.
So on the show yesterday, or on Friday, we were talking about ways for Wilson to stop being a stick in the mud, don't take it so seriously, get out there, slut it up a little bit, make out with some boys. And people gave really good tips. They said, I remember one tip, they said, don't expose skin on the top and on the bottom. So, in other words, you're going to wear a short little mini skirt. Don't wear a low-cut, breast-bearing kind of a shirt because that's just too slutty.
Guaranteed she showed her rack.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Most definitely.
Because
there
I got
are pictures
text
on
message.
Facebook.
What?
I have pictures on Facebook if you want to see
How them. Do you find you on Facebook?
You type in my name.
Okay. Wilson on Facebook? Real name. Should I give you a real name?
Sure, if you would like.
Corey Wilson. Real name Corey
that's right.
Wilson. Okay, so I wrote to her, I texted her, I think on Friday night or Saturday night, and I said, are you having a fun weekend? And Corey Wilson said, I'm just getting my rack ready to go out.
That's great.
And kiss some cute boys. What'd you do to get your rack ready?
Well, you know, all I had to do is put the strapless bra on, and that's all I do, really. But I spray perfume on.
Okay.
Just
in case someone gets close enough to...
That's right.
Up close to the rack.
Right.
Now, what'd you do? Where'd you go?
Well, first we kind of did a little pre-partying and started drinking. First I had Jack and Coke to start off.
Okay.
Woo! And because we didn't
such a lightweight. Oh my god, Jack and Coke. Oh my god, it knocked. I almost went home and went to bed right away. All right, so the Jack and Coke knocked on your ass.
Sorry.
Okay,
pretty much. And then we went to Bo's, and
that's in River Falls.
That's
right?
In River Falls.
Okay,
and there were quite a bit of people there, and I consciously took in all of your advice. I did not do the hand cupping.
Where you cup your hand and put your tongue in your left cheek?
Okay. No, I didn't do that. But you know what? I did walk in with a smile on my face.
Good.
The message, I took in everything that everybody said on the message board.
Yep.
And I made sure that I sat on the outside of the booth.
So you would be available for boys to come up and talk to you.
And it worked.